The spirit animal of the nine is the sloth. Now, sloth here should not be confused as a lazy creature. Remember, we talked about these animals are sometimes about the energy of a being. So a nine brings into the world a kind of really, really relaxed vibe, a kind of a super chilled out kind of experience of the world. And they tend to sit back and relax and enjoy. But now, that doesn't mean that they're not incredibly productive or highly stressed out. In fact, you could meet a nine and they could have $40 million on the line of their own personal money, you know, on a deal hanging in the balance. And you could walk into their office and they would look a bit like this. Yeah, pretty stressed out. Pretty stressed out. We got a lot going on. You'd be like, really? You don't look, you should tell your face if you're really stressed because you don't look stressed at all. And then I'd be like, no, I'm like, I have never been more stressed in my life than I am right now. So they depict this. They are quite suspended from the intensity of their emotional life because what they want is harmony and peace. And as a result, their second spirit animal is actually the whale. Now, the whale may sound like a weird animal to describe this, but there's stories of people who meet and see and encounter big whales in the wild. And they've actually described it when they've seen the eye of the whale as almost a spiritual experience, that they have this tendency or this quality of like connection. They're the incredibly gentle giants. And so the nine is extremely affable, deeply kind, endlessly forgiving, generous personality. And ultimately what they want is to just be left in peace. And so they have this tendency to kind of merge with others emotionally. What that means is, if you're a nine and somebody comes in and they've got this kind of energy going on, let's say it's an anxious six that walks in, the nine will be like, I'm going to match that. I'm just going to mirror the energy that you've just walked in because this is more harmonious than this. And so that mirroring creates an interesting dynamic. It creates the feeling for the six that, hey, the nine is on my side. They get me. And they're right. In that moment, the nine really does get them. And then the moment the six leaves, the nine will be like, now, I was really stressed about something. What was that thing I was stressed about? Anyway, back to work, right? Or you might come in and it's a seven and they're super joyful and they got this. The nine will match that joyfulness. And they'll be like, yeah, it's going to be great, amazing. And the seven will leave and they'll be like, ah, that's so exciting. I can't believe I'm really excited about whatever. I wonder what I was excited about again. And the nine won't let them know that they've moved on. And so the dynamic here of the nine is that you have this tendency to merge and people don't quite know where they stand. And the reason is because they're just after getting the inner life to be like a pond or a pool that they can see their reflection in, perfectly calm, totally serene. So those are the nine metaphors for each of the types. In the next video, we're going to start talking about the dynamics between them.